Good morning, Afrilichen Lichtige Chanukah and our Guten Chodesh. It's past week's daf Tezvov, end of the first perek, Meseches Ksubis. Unfortunately, we will not be learning daf Tezvov right now. We're behind. Learning a bit of the sugyas on daf Yudalit, if that's okay. Now, b'chlal, the sugyas over here are involved sugyas, so we need to say the Shmaya and the joint effort of the rabbin to approach the sugya and to reach the MS. The proper preparation was not made to do that. So, you know, whatever we talk over here is just opening up the sugya a little bit. And each person on their own will have to follow through to reach the maskana. Okay? With that said, we could proceed. Okay, we're going to start over here on Dr. Dalid. Romile Abaye Lerov. It's around a third of the way down. First word on the line, Romile Abaye Lerov. Umiyar Ma Vishua Enin Amenis. In our Mishnah, that Shita Sabishun Mishnah is that the Ish is not an Amenis. Ra'uam daberes, muberes, that the Vlad is becheskas, harit na Vlad, mean that she's becheskas, nivlu losan amams, it means that it's a sophic. We deal with that as a sophic. Zakrashi, mi omar Rabbi Yeshua, ain't in a menace, amaloi makminen lo achazoko. Like the Gemara explains, Rashi explains, that Ramgil's nemonis in this Mishnah is based on a chazoka, cheskes kashrus, that the isha has becheskes kashrus lekahuna. If a bishua is arguing saying that she's not nemonis, loy mekmin la chazoka. Now, why takar bishua is not ukma a chazoka is a question that has to be asked.
Didn't the Gemara before say that Gamliel says that she's Nemenes because she's a Bari and Bari together with Idim Mikra Chazaka?
What case?
So we'll see as the Gemara over here unfolds. The Gemara that you're referring to, the Gemara really had three stored him in Reb Gamliel's sheet either because of Bar Vishema that was one side. The Gemara said Chazok and Migu, right? Those are the other two stored him that the Gemara talks about. Now, whether Chazoka is dependent on a Tainus Bari or not is not Mevuyer in the Gemara itself. Right, maybe we'll see over here a little bit better in the sugi here. Akoponim, but we were about to say over a Tosfos and Daf Ein Heilon Beis. Tosfos, I don't know if everyone's Gemara has that far. But okay, but just a couple of words in Taisus. Taisus says, "V'chod le'ozah b'shua bosa chazoka."
There's
a Taisus. The Rambam Sofek Tomei. You see the Taisus over there. The last few words of the Taisus. Taisus says, Vahod loy also Rabbi Shua Bosa Chazoka. You see that over there, towards the end of the Taisvis. second to last line of the Tosfos. It's
Yeah.
V'hod lo yosav shul b'osa chazoka chazoka de gufa b'ru'ua midaberes u'muberes v'perakamo. That's our Mishnah. Mishum demay lo also b'yuchsin. Tosfos says, right? Tosfos says.
Suffolk.
See, there are masses. Suffolk Tommy, the fourth to last places. Right. So Tosfos says that this era of Yeshua does not go Bosa Chazoka. That's all also part of the Mailach Yuchsin. Even though in the Gemara by us only says it concerning Vin Vaisnal Hayichud by Muberes, it's not just a question of Yichud. This Tosfos says that in this step Bechlal, there's a Chazoka over here, and this step Rabbi Shua is not Okma Chazoka. Of course, he holds of Chazoka some Tosfos in the Ikar, and then that's part of the Malus Yuchsin. That's what the Tosfos says.
What are we talking about? When we're talking about a milberis, we said malas yuchsin, that we say amirapitropis larias, to assume that there was a bia according to Rabbi Yeshua.
Well, a milberis, you don't really need
that. I'm not talking about. I said a milberis.
Oh, I heard you wrong. I'm sorry. Okay.
So, okay. But then you still so what chazak? So there is no chazaka, right? That malus yuchsin takes off the chazaka,
yeah,
that
but,
she's
but,
not pa'ula. So now you have who she was nivula to.
Right.
So we're saying there's a second chazaka, and he takes off both chazakas this.
What was the first chazaka that you're referring to?
Medaber, we said she's nistera. He says she's a muberis because ain't not betrothed. She's ba'ula because ain't not betrothed l'arayis.
So your expression was it takes off a chazaka at yuchsin. Takes off that. Which chazaka are you referring to that Miles Yuchsin takes off?
She's not ba'ula.
She's not ba'ula. I don't know if it's a chazaka. It just means that we have no basis to say that she was nivula. Right?
Is that because of goof that she's not ba'ula?
No. It just is no basis. It's no basis. It's not a question of chazaka. Alright.
So what's chazaka? So you're saying the only chazaka is that if she was nivula, it's nivula to a kasher?
Right, yeah. I don't need a chazaka for the first step.
We were talking about the tainus by the Baal, and he says, I found you ba'ula. Did it happen before? We said chez is a goof, that she was a basula until we know otherwise.
Right.
And there was a chez is a goof that she's basula.
Right.
So why is that different here?
The issue of it is not a question of chez is basula. That is not the issue. As far as we're concerned, she could have been a ba'ula. That's not that.
It's a fake faker. According to Rabbi Gamliel, it's a fake faker.
The issue over here is
Rabbi Gamliel. It's a fake faker. You got two issues you have to deal with.
That's true, but what is ba'ula? Is ba'ula one of the issues over here? I'm sorry. I'm psula. The issue is not a question of a psula. That's not the issue here.
Huh? Well, whether there was a bia, like say maybe she was bullied to somebody else. I don't know. So that's what you want to say? She doesn't have a cheskes she doesn't have a cheskes pesula because we're only done with whether she had this bia. And if she had another bia, we don't know. That's what you're saying.
A chazaka has to do more with the state of a person, right? In other words, is she mushy lakuna or asa lakuna? If there was a beer, not as a maisa, right? I think that's where, right? We don't say that there's a chazaka that this maisa didn't happen. We say that is she a basula or isn't she a basula, right? Is she muta lakuna, is she asa lakuna, right? But whether she had.
No, I think that might be true. What I was saying was that we're stopping on this maisa over here. Right, so there's no. We're not coming because she was a basula. Even if she was for sure was not a basula, we still have the suffix over here. Right, the question is: we have a specific ma'isa, and the question on this ma'isa was she nivla machmas this ma'isa? Right, so the b over here has nothing to do with b'ul and basula. The b over here is a question of nivla l'apostle. That's the question over here. So as far as we're concerned, let's say she for sure was a b'ula. We have the same sugi here. Right, it's not relevant, ba'ula and basula here. over here. So I don't think.
You're saying because there's a chazaka, she's kosher to a kohen.
So what we're just mentioning over here is like this: is that this Tosis is telling us, and this would seem to be we wouldn't have thought this learning this sugya because the sugya seemed to have only been dealing with the case of medaberes, and on that the Gemara's question was, why is she also? And that Gemara said malas yuchsin. Gemara didn't seem to have any need to explain the case of muberes.
What's chazaka the group that Tosha talks about? When it says, well, when Tosha says, what's chazaka the gufa?
I thought that that's also the cheskes kosher of kahuna.
That's called chazaka de gufa?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I believe the Shmaitzi says like that. That's tzbuchal din of a cheskes aguf. Her status doesn't have to mean a physical.
Wow.
Okay, so we're just pointing out, that's something you have to learn the place as well to see, what the background to that was, and maybe there's another explanation. Maybe this one, another explanation in this, as far as the question, why doesn't go Bosa Chazaka? Right? Chazaka is an accepted idea. Alright, so why is he not going Bosa Chazaka? So I'm just telling over one explanation that there's a Tosis on Ayin Hei says. And maybe there are other explanations.
So what chazaka are we talking about on Daf Yud Aleph? When Rashi says that you don't go basa chazaka, Rabbi Yishu doesn't go basa chazaka, what chazaka is he talking about? I'm a lomach mina chazaka. What's the chazaka again?
The chazaka of kash l'kuhunu.
Just kash l'kuhunu.
Okay. That's the type of chesed aguf.
Okay. That's not how I understood
Chazaka's Haguf. Okay.
But that could be totally wrong.
Okay, but as far as Pshat and Gemara is concerned, let's say we wouldn't call it a Chazaka's Haguf, right? And then we'll just call it a Chazaka's Kosh Lukunam. Is there a different Chazaka here that you're working with? It's his conscience, right? Okay, so maybe what you're wondering is that could we call that a cheskas haguf, and therefore maybe Tais is referring to something else. That's maybe where you're heading. Okay, fine. But akoponim, but whatever chazok it is, that Tais is saying that. This that Rabbi Shua doesn't go Bosa Chazaka in the cases that we're discussing over here. Taisa says that's Alts Miles Yuchsen, right? That's what Taisa says. And, okay, so that's, just the background over here. Now, the Gemara is about to ask a Steven, right? Okay, so.
Is the word Yuchsen only referring to Kahuna, or Yuchsen is referring to that?
Other things also, like the child might be a mamzer. It would seem that the Vlad is.
He says, "Arizu b'cheskes nevelas the nasim al mamzer." The kid can be a mamzer.
So the truth is this is a different question because we know that even according to Amliel, it's possible that the child, the chazak doesn't help for the child. So we have to know that as far as Rishu is concerned. Yeah. Right.
Just one question: Rabbi Yeshua used the word chazaka.
Mm-hmm.
Harezu b'cheskas muberes or whatever l'nasu l'mamzer shetiver l'zra. Does he mean chazaka like chazaka, or does he mean something else with that word chazaka?
Mm-hmm.
What does that word chazaka mean?
that the Chazoko over there is as follows. I mean, it's really a sophic, right? Chazoko, in the terms that we use it, is something which decides, is a decision in a sophic, and it tells us to take on one of the two tzedot. That's the common usage of the word chazoka that we're familiar with. Let's say according to Gamliel, right? And we say she's the man's because of chazoka. Right? That means the chazoka tells us that we should take on one of the two tzedot and deal with that as the truth. In Rabbi Yeshua and all these Mishnayos, when he says it's Bechezkas, he's first of all he's talking about it's a sophic, right? So it's not a hachro b'chlal, and therefore the word chazok over there just means really it means that we're chayish, we have to suspect the that side, and therefore be sophic, we look at her as if she's in such a status. That's what it means.
So it's not real chazok like. The term is used in other places.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right, that's what means. We put her in that status because we don't have the power to do otherwise or to decide the sophic. That's what it means over here. Okay, so what do you say? What do you say, Michael? What do you hold?
It's the way that I understand, because we're talking here, they're asking a case on an almanas isa, so there's clearly a bia. And the only suffix is whether the person who did the bia apostled her. So we're talking about case of Muberis, right? It's doma to the case of Muberis.
Okay, right.
Right, that's what we're asking now.
Mm-hmm.
The way that I understood the machlokes between Rav Gamliel and Rav Shimon is whether it's isha mezana, bodeket and mezana. Right? So according to Raman Gamliel, he holds Isha Mizana Vizekis Mizana. I'm not saying according to Rashi, because according to Rashi, it's a little bit difficult, because Rashi says that Raman Gamliel is Motor Rabbi Yeshua in the end of the day, so it's a different issue. But according to Tosfos and the Ritva, they say that the Machlokis is whether Isha Mizana is Vizekis Mizana. Right? So.
One second, let me just hear that. That's the machlokes by Muberes, Rav Gamliel, That's what comes out of this sugi over here?
That's what I understood this Tosfos, what Tosfos is saying up here at the top, right? I mean, Rashi himself says Rav Gamliel is Moda Rabbi Yeshua on Muberes.
But let's talk about, even if that's true, but before he's Moed, let's say in the Mishnah, we're trying to understand the Mishnah, right?
Right.
So what's his Shita based on? I mean, the Moed before definitely sounds like it was a question of man de machshebe machshebebito. Let's see, what is that? Is that Rashi himself told us it was a question of chazoka, right? Right. So I mean, that's what Rashi's saying over here in our sugyo over here. Okay, we'll see. The Gemara itself is really in the upcoming in the Teretz of the Gemara. The first Teretz of the Gemara really talks that the halacha of Bodekes, right?
I mean, I'm not saying it's in the seer. Maybe that's the reason that the Chazaka comes out. Yeshua holds Isha Mizana, in Bodekes and Mizana, so she lost her Chazaka.
Okay. No, I mean that's pretty much what the Gemara says, right? That is what the Gemara is going to say, right?
Okay.
right? At this point, the Gemara seems to be just working with the Chazaka itself, and we'll have to see even Ali Bet Emes whether the Gemara remains with that, but that chilek. But the Vayel, let's see, right? So Rashi establishes for us that Rabbi Shua's Shita is that we see from Mishnah he's not Soymich on Chazaka, and we're thinking that Amon Asisa is because of Chazaka. That's how Rashi sets up the Gemara for us. So let's see that, okay?
The Sfar of Isha Mizana, Budekas Mizana, if Tosfos says that's where Gamliel holds or whatever, that would only be true if she's Mizana Baratzon. But a lady who's someone's Ma'anis her, there's no Isha Mizana, Budekas Mizana when someone's Ma'anis her. Because by Ones, she's no bodekas nothing.
Right.
Is that true?
Yeah, it sounds right.
So when you bring in Shvuya, they're doing it Ones.
Right. She's saying, what's the dimion? That's the discussion.
Just want to put that on the table.
Yeah.
I don't want to hold back the share.
It requires some thought. I think the Ritva specifically brings out that point.
Okay.
What's the thing? Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if it's specifically in that question, but I know he has that. He handles that issue.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Good point. Now let's see over here. Yeah. So now the Gemara is about to ask a theory of contradiction. She's Rabbi Shua the following. Zolta Gemara. Mi Rabbi Shua enen emenes. That we're not ukme achazoka v'raminu. Hey Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Yehud ben Biseira, al almonas isum shikshei lekahuna. Okay, we'll see what the case almonas isa is, but there's a case of a sophic issue whether she's nifsel lekahuna or not, and the halacha is that she's ksheir lekahuna. The basis of the kashrus is the more on the scenes is because of chazaka. Now let's see over here the Rashi. Rashi says two explanations in what the case is. Let's see if we can learn this sugya a little bit. Zok Rashi. Okay, isa loshen sofik, and almona who's like she's a sofik. There's a sofik concerning her status. Zokt Rashi al almonas isa shehi bo mikoyach sofik cholol kidlik amon, that her sofik is based on a previous sofik sofik cholol shenit ma bo sofik cholol, that she was livela by a sofik cholol kigoyim shezok bal imay harishin. Law get. The husband over here, this cholo, this sofik cholo, how is he a sofik cholo? Zok Rashi, the case is, Shizok Ba'alima Harishin, this person over here, his mother was previously married, and she was given a get. Shizok Ba'alima Harishin, she was married 2 times, we'll see that, right? So the first husband she was married to, she got a sofi get. Zorak lo get sofi korav loy, sofi korav lo. Okay? So, sofi get, okay, let's accept that that's a sofi without getting involved over there. Okay, at that point she's a sofi grusha. Then, subsequently, he dies. Okay? So she's definitely not an eshesish anymore. The question just is that was the gerushin valid? She has the status of a grusha, right? If the gerushin was not valid, then she has the status of an almona. The difference is whether she's muteris to a kohen or not. A grusha is also to a kohen, and an almona is muter to a kohen. V'nim tizu sofik grusha sofik almona, right? So that's her status, right? Now she's not an ashes. This question is, what made her not an ashes anymore? Was it the get? That she's a grusha, or there was no get, and it was the Mrs. Baal, she's an almonum. Now she's Nisus Lekoin. If Nisus Lekoin, for Helu Menu Ben, Zehu Sofik Cholu. Okay, so she marries a Kohen. Being that she's a Sofik Rusha, she's also to a Kohen with Sofik, so the son that's born is a Sofik Cholu, because on the tzad that she was a Grusha, that she has the status of a Grusha, so he's a Cholu. Being that it's a Sofik Rusha, so the Ben is a Sofik Cholu. Now the halacha is like this, that if a cholol is boil and isha, even though it's mutter, he's allowed to marry anyone, but the din is that he's mechal her bibiyasa, and she becomes also to a kain. V'hei Rabbi Shua al manosa yishol zeh, so he marries an isha, then he dies. V'hei isha al manosa yishol zeh, shehi ksheira, she's muteris to a kain. It's a sophic whether she was nifsal or not, the kohen, depending on whether he was a chol or not. So v'hei Rabbi Yeshua, El Rabbi Yeshua, he was made, and that's how he holds that she's ksheira. Am mokmin la chazoka. So this is the second half of the contradiction, that the din of Amonas is that she's ksheira the kohuna, that's based on the din of chazoka. But I mean, Altiv Selena Lizumi Sofik.
What Chazaka?
And Cheskis Kashas the Kahuna. Altiv Selena Lizumi Sofik. Don't passel her Lakun Misofik. Her status was Ksher the Kahuna, right? Before she was Nivlet to him. We're mistopic whether Aide Biosoi, her status changed, and she becomes also to a Kohen. But then the Chazaka says, Altiv Selena Misofik. Don't passel her machamas this sofik. Kloyma shema bailo cholol hoyo. So then Chazok is that she retains her status that she's muteris the kahuna. So asks the Gemara a contradiction. And for the Gemara. Right, the Gemara answers as follows. Omele, hochi hashto. Hochi hashto is usually an expression to say that the comparison is not a good one. Hochi hashto. Hosom isha nisis bedekis venisis. Hocha isha mezane bedekis mezane. The Gemara answers by saying that there's a difference between the two cases. That in our Mishnah, that hoisa ra'ua hois muberes. The issue of is his nus. That's what the issue over here is. And by Amonas Isa, the issue over there is a nesuin. Now the Gemara therefore makes the chilak is that isha nisis bedekes venisis. When isha gets married, a kosher nesuin, she's bedekes. She investigates whether there are issues over here. Now, like we just mentioned before, this is an important point, that Bodekes Benisis is not only for Isurim, because there is no Isur over here. There's no Isur for Nish to marry. Now, this is an interesting case. This is the only case, really, that we have that Isuri Kuhuna, sorry for Grusha, that Machmas Abia is a Bia's heter, right? Right?
Maybe Kohen Gadol.
What?
Maybe Kohen Gadol also you'd have that.
What do you mean?
That a Kohen Gadol is also to also a Mama.
Oh, even though she was well.
Okay, that's like a Grusha, right? Same idea, right? I mean, right? Right? She could have her status, right? But if it's Machmas Abia, that's what we come and say. Right, it's a psul which the bia causes it, right? And it's Kohen Gadol because not, I mean, okay, I mean, this is, I mean, Bu'uli saying, that's, okay, alright. Right, but it's not so much a pasul, right? That's, you know, the halachah in Kohen Gadol is she needs a psul. Mm-hmm. Right, but over here, you know, it's a pasul, it's a halol, right? You know, that's halol over here.
She's good because she doesn't want to become pasul to kuna.
That's the halacha you see from the Gemara, right?
Before she gets married to this guy, she's thinking that he might die and she'll become an almana, and she wants to go to marry a kohen for her second husband. So she's thinking, I better be bodik and make sure that he's not going to pass on me with his bia, that I'll still be able to marry a kohen.
Right. That's what we're pointing out. That is what we're pointing out. That she's boidik, the possible ramifications of an assumption, right? That's
someone that each of the zakas and gets married is referring to the mother-in-law.
Okay.
I think some Rishonim said that even. That the mother-in-law was Bodekas before she got married, and if she married the Kohen, we can nem on that she already investigated and found out she was mutter to the Kohen. Rashi learns that the daughter-in-law is Bodekas before she marries the Suffolk Kohen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just
mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't want to stop the shit. Keep with them.
Just in this case, how does the bedika work? I mean, it's a safek karvlo, safek karla. Like,
it's very hard to understand how it works.
Yeah. I mean, Bechlal, this idea. Well, let's just see what role it plays, and then we'll talk about what exactly this is. So let's see. The Gemara tells us that like this. That therefore, in Shitas Rabbi Yeshua, this that we're using the Chazaka or not using the Chazaka has to do with whether she's Boidekes, right? The Boidekes is like by Amonas Isa. That's why over there we're able to use the chazaka, right? That's the chare what the mora means to say, and over here, since she's not by dekes, that's why we're not using the chazaka. Let's just see the Rashi. By dekes minisis zok Rashi v'yishloima shebodko achar oison gerishin. She investigated concerning the original sofik v'hugai lo shekorav loy. Hoyu. Okay, Rashi says she found out someone was able to. Maybe they were Edom that were not available at the time, and she did some research, and someone was able to tell her, right? V'hu gad lo shekorav loy hoyu. Therefore, v'lenishkash shaklal va'amona hoyso ukshev lekayin. However, by Aznus, the Gemara understands that. There is no Bodekas and Mizanas. Rashi Bitmiya, right? Nazus, Aznus, there's no Bodekas. Now I think that according to that Tosfos, right, it'll be easy, I think easier for us to understand how this works. That if that Tosfos told us that this Rabbi Yeshua was not Maimed HaChazaka, is because of Maimed HaSuchsin. Right, so therefore, this boidekes umezane is just a reason that we don't have to apply the ma'ala suchsin, or let's call it, this could satisfy the ma'ala suchsin. Ma'ala suchsin says that chazaka alone we're not going to rely on to be machshul kuna, but if we have another basis, some other power which is pointing to the Hechsher, so b'chahai gavna, then we'll be able to rely on the chazaka. So I would understand it that way, that it really it's the chazaka really which is really what we're using. But b'dekas mezane, I would like to understand that it's not a power by itself. It's not a halacha me'ikra dedina.
So when it's b'dekas and gets married, in that situation, we don't have to do Mailov Subyuksin.
Right, right.
And therefore we can rely on the original Chazakah.
Right, okay. Right, right. Now, the reason why I would like to understand like that is because this Boidekis, the Boidekis itself is, let's just feel that a little bit. What this is, right? I mean, what's the backing of this? What kind of halacha is this, which tells us that she definitely investigated, and you know, if we want to say that, what gives us the right just to assume that? So maybe we should ask her about this, right? Like, you know, you know, we're not.
She's not even timing. I was both, I guess. She's not screaming that.
Well, no, because she said kasher lekasher nivalti.
No, let's say by
Amonasisa.
By
Amonasisa, right? I mean, right. She doesn't seem to be saying anything, right? You don't need that, right? We sort of assume, right, that she was
Bedekis. She might not even be around, that we could ask, you know? The halacha would pertain.
What?
Who's the she?
No, we're dealing with the son's widow.
Right.
So the mother.
Depends on who was Boidekis.
Who's Boidekis?
Well, Rashi has Boidekis for daughter-in-law.
Right, okay.
But there's a good question in all of these shaylos: who's around and who isn't around? Is the man around? Is the woman around?
Yavamas are mostly dead.
So this Boidekis. What kind of reliance do we have on this? Is this something that Mikra Hadin that we could rely on, or it's not really doing the Ikra Hadin job over here? This is just something which gives us something to rely on, that we don't have to be concerned about the Malas Yuchsin. Right? That's how I would like to understand it.
So those are the same thing. The way that I worded it before is that because she isn't in a bodekis, it takes away the chazaka. It sounds like you want to say
in bodekis takes away. Let me just hear that.
Like it's a racer because a woman is mazana, she's not bodekis, and therefore she loses her cheskes kashrus to the kohen. Maybe you could say it's a mala yuchsin, but it sounds like you want to say it, maybe it's the other way, that she.
Right.
Would have, let's say, she would have lost her, because she's Mizana, she would have lost her Chazaka, but because of Boidekis and Mizana, she keeps her Chazaka.
That's going to Rabbi Leo.
Right.
You switch,
right.
I
understand. So he, right, and Rabbi Yeshua doesn't hold that way, so she doesn't keep her Chazaka. It sounded like that's the way you're saying it.
Let me just see. I'm talking in Rabbi Yeshua right now. Let's see. You want to talk in terms of Rabbi Leo holds, right? Even by Mizanim, there's a Boidekis Umizane. Let me just think for a moment over there in Rabbi Leo. There's a Boidekis Umizane. He's coming to be a machalik between this and Shvuya. See, in Rav Gamliel, we have to really. The way I'm talking in Rav Gamliel, we really have to know whether it's applicable, because in Rav Gamliel is there an issue, and maybe this will, you know, just opens up a general shaila. But over there in Rav Gamliel, is there an issue of Ma'al Suchsin at all in Rav Gamliel? Right, and the way I'm talking in Rabbi Shua, it's addressing Ma'alas Yuchsin, right? But in Gamliel, is there an issue of Ma'alas Yuchsin at all, that he's using the Boidekis to address?
guess I worry that just because I assume that they're flip sides of the same question. But if you're going to treat their svaras completely differently, then let's not go in that direction. So then just repeat to me how you're understanding Rabbi Yeshua.
So now, in Rabbi Yeshua, we're understanding like this, that really, Ikarism is really a chazaka here. Right? And the chazaka really should, in both cases, should work. Should be ma'achshir. The Gemara tells us it's a ma'alas yuchsin. Ma'alas yuchsin says that even though the Ikar Hadin, there really is a basis to say that she's muteris, the Malas Yuchsin, this Uchora Chumra, right, tells us don't rely on a chazok. That's not enough for us in order to marry a Kohen. Right? We need something better. So what we're saying over here is this better that we want. That's where the din of Bodekes comes in. The loch of Bodekes is some kind of smuchin, some kind of limited reliance, and that's sufficient for us, being that the whole issue over here was only a question of Malas Yuchsin. That's how we were talking. So therefore, this din of Bodekes Mezane really wouldn't help us. If there was no chazok over here, just to rely on a Bodekes Mezane Mitzaratzmoy, that wouldn't...
Bodekes gets married.
Bedekes finishes, yeah, okay, Bedekes. Wherever Bedekes works, the concept of Bedekes is something which only talks to an issue of a Malas Yuchsin, right? That's how we were talking just now.
So let's say there was a child, like Mamashal, which doesn't have a chazaka, and then she investigates her, this whole divorce. So we wouldn't say that alone works, right? The Bedekes doesn't work without the tziruf of a chazaka.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. That's what we were saying. Right. Whether that's true or not, is that we'll have to, do the proper investigation on that. But upon him, just following the train of thought, that's what should follow. What do you say, Michael? You have some information on this?
No, I hear the way you're reading it. I was thinking while you were speaking.
Oh, okay, so okay.
I'm not sure.
Fine.
Unfortunately, but
okay. Well, whatever we say is just a way of understanding. We don't mean to exclude any other explanations. On the other hand, we don't mean to give a house comment to anything else till we hear it.
Right, when she's Mizana, because she's not Bodekes or Mizana, therefore we don't rely on the Chazaka.
Because of the Malas.
We don't have any, right. We don't have any basis to talk to the Malas Yuchsin. The Malas Yuchsin is in place. That's what it means. Right?
Does she still have a Chazaka, or because, and just Malas Yuchsin, we don't rely on the Chazaka, or because she's not Bodekes or Mizana, she loses her Chazaka?
So the way I was talking was that it's not a reason for her to lose her Chazaka.
Just my loss of Yuchsin, we can't rely on the Chazaka.
Right.
You don't have an extra reason to rely on.
Right.
But
right.
There's maybe a possibility that she loses her Chazaka.
That's possible, right? That's possible. Mm-hmm. That's how Michael was understanding.
That's the way I was saying it.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Two views. Right. Probably two of many. Okay. Okay, very good.
Just to understand, Malas Yuchsin is like a Dindrabanan. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's shown after Raisa.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what we try to talk over here is at least talk, things with a certain level of clarity. They might be wrong, but if something is clear, you know how to deal with it. If you find a contradiction to it, right. So that right. So the point over here isn't so much that we have to be right. We try to be clear. Okay.
Clearly wrong. Clearly wrong.
Right. We could be clearly wrong. That's also good. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, so this is the initial teres that the Gemara says. Right, to explain the contradiction in Rabbi Yeshua. Let's see the Hemshech HaGemara now. Zot the Gemara. Omar Rava. Rava tells Abayim that Rabbi Yeshua kasha, Dram Gamliel, Gamliel, Loi kasha. You seem to be only concerned by a contradiction between these two sources in Rabbi Yeshua, But you know, if we would look at the hemshech of the brayis of Amalas Iso, we would see a contradiction in Rem Gamliel also. Vakotani Sefer. The Sefer latter part of the brayis of Amalas Iso says as follows: Omar lahen Rem Gamliel. So Rem Gamliel said to Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Huda Meseir, who said over this edus, Kibalnu eduschem. We accept your edus that you said over. Abu Ma Nasim. Sharei Gozer Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Shloi Lahoishev Bezdin Al Kach. However, we were makabel the following, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was not, didn't accept that, to work with that. Gozer Rabbi Yochanan Shloi Lahoishev Bezdin Al Kach. That sounds like maybe the Bezin Shal Kohen, like we had before, that they are not accepting this halacha of Amonas Isa to be matir, and Shem Lachem L'Rachik, that this could only, they only accept this as to create a sophic, and therefore to stay away, avolei lekarev. Elo, I'm sorry, before that, right? That was the end of the brayso, which is necessary for us. So this is Rabbi Gamliel talking, and Rabbi Gamliel saying that Amonas Iso is also to a kohen. So the Rav is saying that there's a contradiction in Rabbi Gamliel. That's interesting over here, that really what we have over here is like a mochlefes hashita. That concerning Amonas Iso, Rabbi Shua is Mekel, and Gamliel is being machmer. Right? So
is he really being machmer, or he's just saying that practically you can't do it because the Kohanim won't listen, and if you do it, then it's going to weaken the power of Beis Din if you pass that she's mutter, but the Kohanim won't marry her.
Remember, the Gemara seems to be dealing with as a halacha psuka.
Because he says kibaldu as eduschem.
Yeah.
So he seems to
he's saying there's a gozer Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai over here, right? There's you know, so he's saying that we agree that maybe the Ikar HaDin is like that, but there's a practical halacha not like that.
So the question is if I understand correctly, the question is, if Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai says the Kohanim are going to listen to Lurachik of Olo Kariv, so then how could Rabbi Gamliel say earlier that Medaberes, Muberes, in all these cases, that she's mutter to marry Kohen, because they're not going to listen to it anyway, because it's the Kariv, and they're not going to listen.
Okay. I mean, it sounds like you're still working with the practical, the listen to us. It's not really halacha. Not really halacha.
Could he talk to the kasher? To the kasher?
What?
Meaning, he's halacha lemaisa. He's saying that you can even in the case of our mishnah that you can be matir, and here he's saying halacha lemaisa you wouldn't be allowed to paskin.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm hearing from Leo that it's really the halacha. It just practically speaking, you're not going to get anywhere. Like he's understanding that's what it means. But I was hearing more that this is it becomes an established halacha, even if you could try to get away with it, it's not going to help you because that's the din.
Maybe you have a different perspective from the Kohanim side of this.
Mm-hmm. Except your din, just not for us.
Okay, let's see what Rashi says on that. So Rashi, you're bringing the sources, you're working with the sources, and you're only dealing with the contradiction in Rabbi Yeshua. Isn't there also a contradiction with based on these same two sources in Rabbi Gamliel, and you're not dealing with it to answer the contradiction? Hakotani says, so Rashi, that he omel hen that price. That price alone says, "Kibano edushem nemona matem lono shukach shmatem." We're not going to question your validity of whether you actually were mekabel such a thing. However, However, goes Rabbi Yochanan shloishiv bez nakach lahatiru latir lekahuna. Right, we're not going to be allow a bezin to be matirit. Devadei asura. She's asura. Right, it sounds from Rashi that you know it's asura. It's real. Right, devadei asura.
So like Rav Gamliel is paskining that in this case.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But this is talking about Amara Sisa, right?
Right.
That Amara Sisa, she's asa to a kohen.
And right.
That's the theory, because earlier Rabbi Gamliel said that she's mutter to a kohen by Midabaris.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. That's lurachik. Okay, so Zot the Gemara, we have a stira in Rabbi Gamliel. Now we would raise the same question, maybe give the same answer as we had before. Now, so what's happening now is that it seems like Rabbi Gamliel is taking the position of Rabbi Yeshua, right? So, what taka is the basis of this halacha? What happened to the chazaka, right? So, according to what we said before, right? That's really the only eitzah that we have all here to work with. That at Miles Yuchsen, right? So that would possibly be the understanding, and we'll have to see what comes out from this Gemara, if so. But if that's the explanation, so the contradiction is that it would seem from Rabbi Gamliel's din of Amon Asisa that Milas Yuchsen doesn't allow us to use the Chazaka. That's the contradiction. Now, he seems to be talking Rabbi Shua Shita, Benegeta Amon Asisa.
Can you say it's a different reason? The reason is that of Zilzo Bastin. Wasn't a malus yuchsen. It was because they were worried that they'd be mezalzo on Bastin.
So where does this come from? What's there?
Because they gave the reason. The reason that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said not to do it is because they're not going to listen to you.
And if Bezin will pass them that way and they don't listen, then it's going to be a zilzo on the Bezin. It's going to destroy the power, the respect for the Bezin.
Oh yeah, when someone says like that.
Yeah, that's what the footnote of English says.
Okay.
That's why I got, but
don't you have to deal with why they won't listen?
So they might hold that. So there's malus yuchsin that the rabbanon might have been misakin a malus yuchsin, but this that any particular kohen doesn't want to marry into a suffolk family. That's not because the chachamim said malus yuchsin. I mean, if it is, but it could just be he doesn't want to deal with it. He doesn't want this in his family. Right.
The Zumar of Yochanan Mazak was concerned that if the Sanhedrin were to issue a ruling only to have it ignored by the Kohan, the Sanhedrin's reputation would be damaged. Is that what you're saying?
Well, what's the source for that? Mm-hmm. Who's that?
Rabbi Art Scroll. There's no. Normally it says, you know, who it's from, but it doesn't, it's just the.
Okay, we need a source for that.
Doesn't say a source. 18, Chai. That's where I got him.
Okay. So we'll leave that that open, maybe. Okay. Akoponim. So the more right now is dealing with the contradiction in Rabbi Gamliel, which is an opposite set of halachas over here, which presents the contradiction. By us, by Ru'ua Muberes and Amisho Mumliel is matir, and over there, he's answering. Zotimor Elo. Elo Amarov, Dangamliel, Dangamliel, Loikashel. The steering Gamliel, the answer is as follows. Hosam Bori, Hochoshemu. That the reason why Gamliel in our Mishnah of Hoisim Uberes, that she's a Bori, she's saying that she was Nivlu Lakosher, and that's the basis because of her Bori. Now as follows, as follows, right? That do we mean to say it's the mere bori, or what we mean to say lechor is that the chazoko is usable? We could rely on the chazoko when she's tining bori, right? I would believe that Avada was still using the chazoko. We're making a difference as far as the usage of the chazoko. When she's saying bori, that's when we're semich on the chazoko. Well, let's just hear the other half over here. Hocha shema. Now this is again brings out this point. But I'm going to see shema, right? So she's definitely not saying, right? Even though we were saying that ish bedekes, right? But it's still right. Okay, we'll see in a minute about this, right? Right. That might have to do with the hemshcha gemara, right? So I won't. It's a shema. It's a shema. It's like this. So let's hear. In Kohen Gamliel, what we have over here is as follows. That this that we can rely on the chazoka is only when she's saying bori. If the chazoka is v'miskayeya, her taina, then she's nemenes. But if she's only a shema, then we can't rely on the chazoka. Now,
just to clarify what shema means. Does shema mean, I think it's this way, I'm just not sure? Or perhaps it could be this way?
Shema means I don't know.
I understand, but
she has no clue. She has no information. Well, she doesn't know if the mother-in-law's get was.
No, she's not saying I don't know. Shema doesn't mean I'm saying I don't know. It doesn't say any yodea. Shema means she's making a taina that
no,
it's this way.
She's not making any taina.
Shema does mean I don't know.
What?
Shema does mean I don't know.
When he said you're drusus ish, and he was a shema. But he was claiming she's a drusus ish.
That shema was claiming. This shema is not claiming.
It's not claiming. It's also
she's claiming here she was kosher to a kohen.
No, she's not. She's
even
not
back there, even there, even no, there, no, it wasn't
that,
claiming.
That might be true. That might be true. Let's just hear what Michael's saying. See, in the Gemara over there, of course, he doesn't know either, right? But what he's doing is he's drawing on that side for his benefit, right? That's what that means. I would like to hold onto the ksuba because, you know, this is a possibility. And based on this, you know, I don't know the ksuba. So I would like to work with that side. Not as far as a hachro, but being that it's a sophic, so, you know, I'm drawing on that side, which, fine. No, it's not really, you know, it's he doesn't know. He's masking, he doesn't know. Right? This is just, you know, just his side of the Din Torah is just setting up that, you know, I have the right to work with that side. Now, over here, right, that also, you know, might be what's going on, that she would like to retain her kashrus by working and drawing on the side that he was a kosher. That's true, right? Cool. Right, that's about as much, you know, that we could get over here. If she doesn't know, she doesn't know.
Saying don't take away my chazaka because Shema he was a kosher.
Yeah, right. Okay. There is such a tzad, right? You know what that does, what that, you know, right? I mean, we you know if, I don't know if by her saying, and you know, it adds to anything, right? Because we know that, and we. But now let's see what this Gemara says, right? Let's see what this Gemara says. So the Gemara just told like this. They pointed that we answered the contradiction of Rav Gamliel by saying that, and this is how I'm explaining it, is that again the Chazaka is the basis really to everything over here, and whether we can rely on the Chazaka or not is dependent on her tainus bori, right, or not. Now like this. Now we have to just think for a second. Is that in other situations, does chazaka need a pesetaina? I mean, chazaka works by itself, right? Chazaka doesn't need a tainus bori. So this that we're using a chazaka over here, this that there's a tainus bori over here is a little questionable, right? What's this for? And it would take it seem like it's taka not ikradin. Because chazokum generally doesn't, it's a halach bayam, but misanatsmi. I never need a tiny boring chazoka. You know, adraba. Chazoka is something when, you know, when all clarification, you know, is non applicable. Now, you know, now the Hilchus Fekis team come in. right? And they take care, and that's you know, that's chazoko. That's where they talk, right? The stronger the chazok, the stronger the sofik is, you know, the greater the usage we have of the tools of chazoko. So it would seem like this is not me'ikar hadin, that what one call mal suchsin, or we call satisfying the feelings of the kohanim, right? Whatever it is, but it would seem to me that that's what this is. That means according to Gamliel, he also has some kind of halacha over here, which is beyond the ikar hadin. And so therefore, even though Chazaka really would be able to work Me'ikar HaDin, but the question is that what's going to satisfy the beyond? And on that, Reb Gamliel is saying it's the Tainus Bori.
Meaning before we wanted to say maybe Reb Gamliel doesn't have a Malus Yuchsin. But according to this, he could have a Malus Yuchsin and the Bari overcome it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. That's what I was alluding to before. Right. Mm-hmm. Now let's see, because what's going to come out, the Gemara is going to work it out, right? What comes out is that everyone, in our terms, everyone really holds up a mile. So the question is just what, where, and when. Right? That's what's going to come out over here. Let's see. Zalta Gemara. Let's see Rashi. Zok Rashi. Hosam Bori. Masnissen here meres Borili. Shelkosh Nevalti. Hocho. Gabe Amonas Isa. Keheche Dilididan Misafkolon. Just like the same way we ourselves, Bezdin, right, is Misopik. Lididonami Misafkolon. She also is Bisopik. She doesn't know. Velek Lamema Bo. Bori Vishemo. Bori Odif. Now, the end of this Rashi. It's a little troublesome to me, maybe, right? That bori v'shema, bori odif, is like when you're talking about you have a dinter between two people, like in dinim omenis, right? So, you know, bori v'shema, bori odif. But over here, you know, there's not dinim omenis over here, right? There's no really two sides over here. We just want to know whether she's kosher to kohen or not, and we need. We need the power of a tainus bori. It's not an issue of bori v'shem or bori odif, right? We just need to have a definite taina on her side that she's saying that definitely she was nivlo to a kosher, right? So I'm not sure why Rashi's using these terms. Bari v'shem and bari yodif, right over there. By Amonas Isa, as if like you know, by Hosim Uberis, it's bari v'shem and bari yodif. Is that what it is? I didn't think that was the idea.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll just leave that as a ha'orah right now. Right. If someone could think about it and fill us in. Okay. Okay, but let's get back. Let's get back to how we're talking. Okay? So that's how we're explaining Shitas Reb Gamliel. Now the Gemara continues on, right? And we'll have to understand why the Gemara is continuing. But listen to the Gemara. The Gemara says so let's hear this again. It's just to bring out the question over here in the Hemshech HaGemara. Abaya, in the beginning, brought a stira in Rabbi Yeshua between our Mishnah and the Brayis Almonas Isa. He answered the stira, right? Rava said that you left out half the story because there's that same stira in Kodesh Gamliel. There's also a stira here which has to be answered. Okay, Shkoyach, right? So he takes over and he tells us the answer. Fine, so now Lechar was set, you know? Abai took care of the steer in Rav Yeshua. Rav took care of the steer in Gamliel, and fine, you know, so we're finished. But the Gemara right now continues on. The Gemara says, "Ad Rav Yeshua, Rav Yeshua, name loy kasha. Rava talks and says, I'm going to answer this theory in Rabbi Yeshua. It's also not shver. Hosom chad sveika, hosom shrei sveiki. According to Rabbi Yeshua, the answer, and often he's given different terrors. That Mar before made the difference between Boydekes and Mizane, and on that he answers by saying that there's a difference. Now this is going to be a big question exactly how this fits in, but let's just use the terms right now. That the Gemara says that that Muberes is a Chad Sveika. Only one Sofik. Only one Sofik, so that's so there's room to ask a coin to Rabbi Yeshua. Mashen came by Amonas Issa, the Gemara calls it a Trey Sveiki. Trey Sveiki means that the big net is numerous Sveikis, so that in itself, the Tzad Issa is weaker. That's the idea of the Gemara. And therefore, there's more basis to be matter over there. That's the reason why Rabbi Yeshua is matter.
Why is there more basis to be matter?
Because there's more study heter in a sex faker. Now we'll have to see how that actually plays out over here, right? But that's generally the idea of a sex faker, right? That's what the tzad heter of sex faker is.
What now, about Milo Sivirson?
Okay, so the question is how do we satisfy the Milo Sivirson, right? So the Gemara itself is about to answer that, but before that, we just want to know that how do you understand this Gemara? Why is Rava giving a new teretz in Rabbi Yeshua? Wasn't Rabbi Yeshua taken care of? Right? He just was saying that we didn't deal with the steer in Rabbi Gamliel, so he dealt with that himself. But why is he offering now, a new eitzah in Rabbi Gamliel? Right? In Rabbi Yeshua, I'm sorry. In Rabbi Yeshua. Right? That's just a question of how to read the Gemara.
maybe because now that we came to this understanding that over there is a Bari, according to Gamliel, and here is a Shema, so now that we came to this understanding, this Svara should be like our Gamliel. We should be, when she's a Bari, we should say she goes with our Chazak and we should be mad to her, and when there's a Shema, we should ask her. So now we have come to a new problem with Rabbi Yeshua. He's saying Fakir from the Svara. He's by Bari, he's being Machmer, when she's Shema, he's being Mekel. It's going Fakir from the Svara. Now that we came in Rabbi Gamliel's Svara, so now Rabbi Yeshua's understanding comes back into question.
So that means even though we were Mechal before in Boydekes and Mizaneh,
actually, Rashi seems to say that was Rabba, but this is Rabba, and Rabba doesn't hold the Bodekas Menas.
Okay, because this is all included in what we want to know, how you learn the Gemara, right? You know, what we want to know over here is there did anything happen now at this point which caused us to change our mind? Or this is just, Rabba didn't hold of that terrace, and therefore, as far as he's concerned, We need to answer Rabbi Yeshua also, right? So is that what you're saying? It sounds like you started saying that something happened now, which is
Gamliel says Bari by Bari that she it's more of a reason we should say she goes with Hakazaka and she's mutter.
So now let's hear if that lends to being chayzer or to falling away from the previous teretz. Let's see, the first teretz was achil pim boydekes umizane, right? Boydekes umizane. You have a milas yuchsin, and the boydekes umizane will help us in that. We don't have boydekes umizane, so nothing more just told us that there's a bori. That there is a Bori. See, if the issue was that Bori definitely should work according to Yeshua, we're not really going to get around that. Right? At the end of the day, it still is a Bori in our Mishnah.
Well, that's the Gemara says on our base.
But the Gemara's not mechadish anything in our Mishnah as far as that's concerned. Nothing's changing.
The Gemara says that Olam Lechad Sveiko, that even by a Bari he's Machmer. Even though it's Bari and there's a reason for him to be Mekel.
I understand, but we knew that the whole time. right? That's not the chiddush over here, right? So if what was bothering the more the need to have a new teretz, it is that definitely Bori should work, right? We knew the whole time was a chatzfeika, right? So that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara is really mechadish over there, right? It's sad heter in treisfeika lechare, right? Our Mishnah.
Yeah, maybe the chiddush is really it's not really helping our Mishnah. The chiddush is maybe he doesn't like the terrors of Isha Nisus, Bodekus, and Nisus. So he's going to come on to a different issue.
Okay, right.
But by the fact that the Bari Vashama, I think the Rebbe was alluding to this when we started, the Bari Vashama seems to knock out the Svara of Isha Bodekus, because Isha Bodekus is a Svara.
I want to get to that. What I just want to discuss over here like this is just how to learn the Gemara like this. So I think Rabbi Yo was trying to explain the Hemshech HaDvarim, right? And that would be the most solution, that something happened as a result of entering the sphere in Ram Gamliel, and because of that, right, that's what made it that the previous Teretz is not so acceptable anymore. Which we're having a little difficulty working that out, because he wasn't really mechadish in his Teretz, Bori, Lochayra, right? Or Chatzfeika, I mean. Bori, Chatzfeika.
Maybe this is what you're saying? That meaning we said before she's Nises or Bodekis, and now we're saying she's only a Sheba. So how was she Nises or Bodekis?
That's what Shlomo is about the Mechashim.
After the Rebbe's Mechashim.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Thing. So we'll see.
And then we all kind of slowly
get sinks in. Right, so Elio wanted to say such a thing, like to explain the Hemshech HaGemara, that once the Gemara mentioned in Ram Gamliel that there's a bori in our Mishnah, so you know it's hard for Rabbi Yeshua to argue on that, because there's no Bedekas Umizane, and that's why you know we're looking for a different answer, right? That explained the tliya in that. Now I think that Michael was offering that maybe not. Maybe you know it's not based on that. You know, maybe if this is a different man to Omar, so he didn't agree with that terrorist in the first place. Not based on what happened by Rabbi Gamliel, and you know this is his answer to that. Now coming back around to Shlomo, Shlomo is offering that maybe we could understand why what the Gemara is pointing at over here. That teretz is not possible anymore, and it looks like this is what Tosfos is saying. If you look in the small Tosfos over here, second Y line, you see that Vishul Vishul Lekasha Vahashto Lemotzis Lishnui Debedekes Vinisis Kimshan Lekivan the Hashto Akimta Bemeres Shemo. Right, and this is what I believe is being mentioned now, that the Bedekes, this that we could rely on a Bedekes Mizane, is that would only be possible if she's saying something. Then we could say, okay, you know, Bedekis Vinicis, right? Bedekis Vinicis. But if there's only a Shema over here, so then there's no basis for the to use a Bedekis, right? So that will explain the Hemshech HaGemara. That in order to explain Ram Gamliel, we have to be talking about we're stressing the fact that Amonas Issa is only a Shema. If it's only a Shema, so on that. The Gemara is saying, and then really that we can't really use the Bedekas Mizane if it's clearly that she's only a Shema. And that's the basis of why Rabbi Gamliel holds that she's not a Mena, because she's only a Shema. So if you want to know why, according to Rabbi Yeshua, she is not a Mena, it's because of Bedekas Mizane. Well, she's only a Shema, then there's no basis for a Abedekas Umazana. That's how Tosfos explains the Hemshech HaGemara.
I have a question, because why aren't we talking about Suffolk Daraisa L'chumra? Why haven't we mentioned those words at all? Talking about a woman who's going to marry a Kohen, if she was also to a Kohen, now she's going to eat Truma.
Right, 100%.
So how does a chazaka help you on a suffik d'oraisa l'chumra if there's only one suffik?
Well, see, but that really is the job of chazaka, right? The job of chazaka is, it's a din d'oraisa, and says that even though it's a suffik, right, and were the suffik to remain a suffik, you're 100% right, the halacha is suffik d'oraisa is l'chumra, but the job of chazaka is that chazaka goes in there, and it has the ability to make a decision on the suffik. That's the chiddush that the Torah tells us. To whatever degree, how deep that hachro is a question in lachroinim. But on the surface, the way we deal with it, there's a hachro over here, and it gives us a direction which one of the two stardom to take, and we proceed with that as if we have a verification.
So we have no more suffik.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're 100% right, but that's the job of chazaka, right? And that's why we're stressing the chazaka over here. That's the ikar hadin, chazaka. So that's why we're not concerned about a sofik deraisa, right? Because we have chazaka.
What about bari? Bari alone, it can't work. It has to be bari plus chazaka, right? Because bari alone can't remove the sofik.
Mm-hmm.
As Michael said.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's still suffering the rice, so it has to be borrowed plus chazaka, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I wouldn't say this is, you have to say this, but it fits very well. The Gemara asks, you had a question on Rabbi Yeshua, and what about the question on Rabbi Gamaliel, right? Do they have the right names?
Yeah, right.
You like that. L'chara, that's not such a stark question. Okay, you asked one question, I can ask another question. The fact that he's like posing this on a question on a baye makes sense, that his answer sort of takes he's saying your answer leaves the braisa not good, and therefore you know. Therefore, I come up with a new teretz.
Okay. So, are you going to explain that further, or just sort of the outline?
I'm just saying that it fits very smoothly with what the Rav is saying. Is that his answer slugs up by it?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It could have been just as easy just to bring that up as another question, right? Bias is best in Rav.
Okay, very good. Right. So he's pointing out over here that the reason why he is talking in those terms, you left out something, is because he's alluding to the fact that were you to deal with the second half, you'd see that even the half that you explain is not a good answer, mm-hmm. right? According to this, what Tosfos is saying. Okay, now let's just finish the Gemara. The Gemara says as follows now. So really what's happening over here is that we have two cases, right? We have a case of Muberes and a case of Amon Asisa, and we have sort of an opposite set of halachas over here. According to Rabbi Gamliel, that Muberes, she's Nemenes, right, and she remains with her kashas l'kahuna. By Amar Asisa, she doesn't. She's also l'kahuna. And Rabbi Yeshua holds just the opposite, that by Mu'uberes, she's asur l'kahuna, and by Amar Asisa, she's muteres l'kahuna. Says the Gemara as follows. So the Gemara sort of gives us the klolim based on Rava's Terutzim. Zotmer as follows. Hilchoch. Reg Gamliel olim le bari dafilu b'chad sfeika nami machshe. The Gemara says that according to Gamliel, even though that, as the Gemara pointed out, and according to Bishua, that's really the chaymer, it's the chachad sfeika, it's only one sofik, which is more of a reason to have a full tzad iser over here. Nevertheless, Gamliel holds that with her tainus bari, it's olam lei, even by a chad sveika. The way we're translating that to mean is that the bari is sufficient to allow us to rely on the chazaka. Right? We'll call it, let's say, to talk to the malas yuchsin, to satisfy the malas yuchsin, we'll call it. V'kim lei shemo, dafilu b'svek sveika, nami posel. On the other hand, that according to Gamliel, that in the case of Amonasi, sa hagam, that there's a tzad kal over there, that it's a svek sveika, but that's not enough basis for us to rely on the chazaka. Dafilu v'kim le'shem, being that it's merely a shema, so I don't have enough basis to rely on the chazaka. I need a bori to rely on the chazaka. Without the bori, even though the sofik itself is a weaker sofik, that's not going to justify using the chazaka. That's how I'm talking right now. Dafilu b'svek sveika, not possible. Now, according to Bishua, the cheshbon is otherwise. Rabbi Yeshua, Olam Lei.
According to Gamliel, the Chazaka needs her claim to make it strong.
So that's what we explained. It's not the Iker Hadin. Avada, other places, Chazaka does not need a taina to assist.
That's how itself works.
Right. We're explaining that's all over here only because of this Chumra. Whether Malas Yuchsin, or we'll call it, Bezdin Shel Kohanim, right? Whatever you want to refer to it over here, but there seems to be something which is above the Iker Hadin, which is what the cause of the Isser, and we've got to talk to that. Right? So what's going to satisfy that? That's the Tainus Bori.
But elsewhere, Chazaka alone is sufficient without a Tainus.
Yeah. Now, Rabbi Yeshua, Olam Lei Chad Sveiko, Dafilu Bibori Nami Posel. Rabbi Yeshua holds that it's really, like we saw, the Chilik is Chad Sveiko and Trey Sveiko. Once you have a Chad Sveiko, Shoin, then we can never, nothing's going to help us to rely on the chazaka. The chumra is in place. We can't rely on a chazaka. Mokum mechad sveika. V'kilei svek svek v'b'shem anami machshem. According to Yeshua, what we need to do is that we need to weaken the sofik. If we weaken the sofik, then even with the shema, then I can really rely on the chazaka. So what comes out is according to, is like this. That both Gamliel and Rav Yeshua are working something with a chumah which is on top of the Iker Hadin, right? Whether they're both working with a Malas Yuchsin or maybe something else, but they're both working with something, a chumah which is on top of the above the Iker Hadin, and the machlokes is how are you satisfying that? There's two ways to satisfy, two possibilities how to satisfy. Either what you could do is that you could strengthen the tzad heter, right? That's one way you could do it. For example, with a bori. A bori is strengthening the tzad heter, right? Or what you could do is that you could weaken the ikar sofik, right? That's what the Gemara means. The Gemara calls it a svek sveika. And zolti mara b'ho pligi. That's the machlekes Rav Gamliel and Rav Yeshua. How do we address this chumra?
What was the strengthening? Strengthening with tzad heter, what does that mean?
Tainus bori, right? Right? If you give some more credibility to the tzad heter, right? That's what, so therefore, according to Gamliel, he says, it doesn't bother me. Your sofik could be a very strong, solid sofik, right? A chad sveika, right? What we need over here is that we need a power on the tzad heter. That's bori. If we have something on the tzad heter, that's what's going to do the job for us, and then we'll be able to be samech on the chazakum. But if you're not going to give a positive alimus to the tzad heter, then we can't help you. It's not going to help us at all. According to Bishua, the way we address the chumra is on the contrary. What we need to do is we need to weaken the sofik. That's the, just if the sofik is strong, it's going to add a bori, something, right, on one of the two stardom, that's not going to get me anywhere. I need to weaken the ikar sofik. If I make a weak sofik, fine. Then we could rely now on the chazaka. And that's how the Gemara explains this according to Rav.
But elsewhere where we don't have Ma'alas B'Yuchsin or some other reason, then we rely on the Chazaka, even if the person has no Tainas, no Bori, no Tainas, and even if it's Chaz Feka.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now let's spend the just, wow, really. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's say for fun. So let's just see the Rashi over here, because this practice is difficult, very difficult. So let's just let's endure the difficulty together. Okay. The Hainu according to Rabbi Yeshua, right? The Gemara told us that the chiluk is a chad seka and trei sveki, right? The Gemara calls amon asisa a trei sveki, right? Which, you know, when we understand according to the first chat in Rashi, Amon Azisa, you know, it's definitely not the standard sex faker that we have. You know, it's one sophic, which just is, you know, we're just following through that sophic, you know, through his life's journey here. But, okay, so let's see. Zuck Rashi. Chad Sveiko. Chad Sveika. Zok Rashi. Masnisin Chad Sveika hi. Our Mishnah is a Chad Sveika. There's only one Sofik. Sofik Nivel Lekosher. Sofik Nivel Lepostel. Only one Sofik. Definitely by the case of Muberes. Definitely she was Nivel. That's not the issue. Right? The question over here is only who she was Nivel to. Now Zok Rashi. Shehare loy bol ze lefoneinu. Because the person is not here. V'ilu bo, if he had come, shema hayinu makirim bo shehu posel. Now, this arichas in over here in the Rashi needs a little explanation. Right? What is Rashi saying here? What is Rashi saying over here? Shema hayinu makirim bo shehu posel. Why is that important? Why is that? I don't know if someone has an explanation for that. Right? Definitely Rashi's gave us two lines over here. Right? He's come to say something, but I'm a bit in the dark. I don't know what Rashi's coming to say with that. Any ideas?
I mean, what he means to say is the fact that he's not showing up is a little bit of a racer to an inamunis. Because you say things, meaning there are two possibilities. He's not showing up, right? Either he's not around, then it's 50-50. Either he was a kasher, he was a puzzle. Or he is around, and he's not showing up, because if he would show up, we would see he's a puzzle.
Maybe he's embarrassed to come into Beis Din and say, I did this mess with this lady.
Oh, okay.
But that's, I don't think that Rashi is saying that.
Okay, one thing. No. You're maybe asking on that, right? That, but let's just hear what we want to say. What does it mean? But you hear what you're saying? So you're saying that the Chad Sveika itself is not sufficient? We need some kind of reisa in the Tzad Kashrus?
I wasn't going that far. I was reading the Rashi. I was trying to. I think what Rashi means to say is that. Okay, want to take it a step farther. All right, hold on. We're talking about a chad sveka.
I'll ask you the question just to bring it out. Right, that I would have thought that the mere fact that there's a sophic over here, right? Shane, I don't need that. If he would have come, we would have been mocking him. You know, he's never going to come, Shane. You know, he's not around. But a story happened. We have two tzadim. Shine. That's a chad sveika, and you know, chad sveika is that's the din. You know, that on a chad sveika, you know, there's such a halacha. You know, that derives a little chumrah. I mean, that's the halacha of a chad sveika.
Rely on the chazaka.
Right, but if he comes, there's no sophic anymore.
That's true.
Right. So that's what Rashi is saying.
That what? What?
That. The ilubash,
that's true.
That, no, for sure. There's no sophic anymore.
Okay, but why is that relevant? You know, I mean, any time do you ever talk like that? Right. The reason why, you know, you have to be machin, because if you knew, You know, if
well, he's explaining what chatz sveika is.
Yeah, I mean,
chatz sveika is we don't know. But if he comes, then there's no chatz sveika.
But do we need to have him to come? A chatz sveika is a tutzladim. So if one of the tutzladim was true, it's also. Do we need him to come? Well, why is that?
No, we don't need him. But if he did come,
it's fine. So, and if he didn't come, but you know, but if it was true, then it would also be like that. You know, why we have to be so descriptive over here? Right? Why is that the way we find that? Because if he came, we would makir him. Right?
And the word Shema is also funny there.
Rashi seems to be saying it, that he's holding why don't we believe her time is very.
You want to know, is this meaning from the kosher
right.
or from the
akosher? It sounds like Rashi
saying something comes in and proves to us that
I'm listening. Yeah.
We have one suffix, and she's saying it was to a kosher.
That's what
Rashi
said.
So we wanted to say before that he.
If we don't have any doubt anymore,
we want to say before you had it. Let's just read the other way.
If we don't have a suffix, then there was a mala. Obviously,
they did a mala biyuchsin. There's only one suffix. They did a mala biyuchsin,
and we know that Joe is a mamzer. Then obviously,
and then.
It's not a question anymore.
Just goes
so
back to the
Rashi must be saying something extra trying to tell us something.
Oh, she has a chazaka.
What you're saying is a true statement. Yeah.
We said we're not going to follow the chazaka because of the Mala B'yuchsin. And Rabban Gamliel has a berry that takes off that takes off the Mala B'yuchsin that we can go back on the chazaka.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's what we wanted to say.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So why isn't that enough for Rabbi Yeshua? Right, so again, let's speak it out. She's got a cheskes kashrus. Everybody agrees to that. Everybody agrees we did a mala b'yuchsin. And now the question is, can we take off the mala b'yuchsin with her berry?
Right.
Why isn't that enough for a b'yeshua?
Okay.
So I think what Rashi's coming to say is that her berry is not a very good berry. Because there's more than a 50% chance that the reason he's not showing up is because he's a puzzle.
He's saying a reis and habari. That's what you said.
That's what I'm saying. Right. Yeah, we're just speaking out the whole thing from beginning to end.
So, are you hearing that the fact that he's not here is suggesting that he's taka apostle?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Very clear. Very clear. Okay. Okay.
Or meaning not that it's borrow that it's that way. He could be that he's just not around, right? So if he's not around, he's in.
Why should he want to walk in the tested and say I was the guy who was beside with that lady?
Why would he
do that? Even if he's here and even if he's a kosher, he wants to ruin his reputation and publicly embarrass himself in front of the Besdin?
You're saying a good thing, but do you think? But you're masking to me that the words of Rashi are mashma the way I'm saying, and you're just disagreeing with Rashi. Or are you saying that no, because of what you're saying, that we can't read the Rashi that way?
I'm not sure, but okay. I don't think it's a reis necessarily just because the guy doesn't show up in Beis Din.
Okay. I'm not disagreeing. I like your logic. I'm just trying to read the Rashi.
Okay, see, like this. See, now, you see, this might help us. Right, this might help. I haven't seen the second half of the Gemara, because what we're doing over here right now is that we're saying it's not really just the Chad Sveika itself, right? Which maybe that's a bishul question on the Mashmoyes HaGemara, right? But we're saying that it's not just the fact that it's a Chad Sveika as opposed to a Trei Sveiki. The point over here is that there's like a Reisa over here. Now, what we'll need to know over here is that, right, we'll see the second half of the Gemara, but the fact that there's a racer, so then does Chad Sveker really play a role at all over here? Or the whole point over here is that there's a racer, right? What role is like the Chad Sveker playing? Okay, but let's just see, it's very late over here, so let's just see if we can just see the other tzad over here. Zot Gemara. Let's see Rashi. Let's just see over here just the first half of this Rashi, which is relevant to us over here. Hoch gam bei amol asi so klash tvei sveiki. Imoy shel sofik ze, shel sofik cholol ze, bo noiler ha sofik. Where did the sofik start? Today, we're mistapik real about this person that was this sofik cholol, he was born in Isha, and we're mistapik whether he passed her lukun biyosei. But the hascholo, the rachis, the beginning of the sofik really started in a previous generation. Ima shalzeh sofik cholo shalchavzol deh bod noylar hasofik vihi atzmo loynesro elami sofik. The sofik, she's a sofik grusha. So her issa to the kohen that she married was only a sofik. Vezu shebo machmas bino korda svek sveka. Says Rashi that the svek sveka in the Gemara over here is really different than svek sveka in other places in Shas. And what more means over here is that this is a product of a sofik. We're not dealing with the effects of the sofik itself. Right? We're dealing with a product of the sofik. And that, the Gemara, this is a new idea over here, that seems to be a weakness in the tzad iser of the sofik. Right? This is only a product of that. Right? There's a new chiddush over here. I don't find such a thing like that. But
maybe that's the lashon of iser. Like a bread that ferments over time. So it, the sofik kind of fermented to a svek sveka.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's the way you're explaining what Rashi, it kind of morphed from a sofik, one sofik to two svekas just by the next generation.
So, you know, the word trei sveki is not really an accurate term over here. It's not trei sveki, but you know, it's some kind of weakness in the sofik, right? It's more like a koyach of a cliche, right? You know, it loses its koyach hamavashal, right? So the tzad iser, for some reason, right, as it continues on, and so the tzad iser is weakened, right? That seems to be what the more saying, such a kind of swore like that. So just in light of what we just discussed before, so the chilek in the Gemara over here seems to be a chilek of chasvek and shrei sveiki, right? Whether the sofik, the tzad isra of the sofik is betokfoy, or the tzad isra and the sofik got weakened because it's what the Gemara calls a shrei sveiki, right? But we're calling that it's a product of the sofik, merely a product of the sofik. That's the chilek that Gemara is making. That's the chilek Gemara is making, and so before Michael was offering that the point of the chad sveika is not merely the chad sveika itself, which is the reason why Rabbi Shua is being machmir. It's really because there's like a race over here, and that's what's not allowing us to use the bori of Rami Gamliel. Now, if that was so, the chiluk that the Gemara makes is sort of missing the point, right?
The Rebbe repeat that one. Sorry.
Right. The way Michael was explaining that the Arichas and Rashi on the first side of the Gemara, Chad Sveika, that it's not just the chad sveika which is the reason why Rabbi Shua was answering, but it's because that over there there's a reisa in the tzad kashrus. The reisa was reisa because he didn't show up wherever it is, right? So that means that it's not merely the chatzfeka. The chiluk the more make chatzfeka is a chiluk in the toikef of the tzad iser, right? The strength of the tzad iser in the sofik. How strong is the tzad iser in the sofik? That's what the Gemara is saying, right? Chatzfeka, that means that is a strength in the tzad iser, and treisfeki means that the tzad iser in the sofik is weakened. That's the ikar chiluk that the Gemara makes. Now, were it to be that the point of the chatzfeka really needs the koich of the reisa, so then that really should be the difference. Right, you know, it's not monasisa. You know, we don't have that reisa, right? That's really what it is over there. You know, there's a reisa over here. We don't have the reisa. Okay, that's just being more that you know, according to that explanation, you know, so looking at the Gemara as a whole to see what the difference the Gemara is making, that where the Gemara seems to be stressing seems to be a little bit off of what the main point is. Okay, we're just maybe more, maybe we could you know, we could explain that, we could fix that up. Okay, but we have to hold over here for now. It's, you know, getting a little late. Baruch Hashem, thank you everyone for making this special appearance today on Chanukah. On the Chanukah day, many people are very busy with different things, and Baruch Hashem that we're busy with our sugya. Our minds are preoccupied in the difficult sugyas of Ksubas Peregrishin. Okay, I go.